USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States unemployment dropped unexpectedly in May to 13.3% as reopened businesses began recalling millions of workers faster than economists had predicted, triggering a big rally on Wall Street and giving President Donald Trump something to boast about in his reelection bid. Still, after weeks of dire predictions by economists that unemployment in May could hit 20 to 25%, the news that the economy added a surprising 2.5 million jobs is evidence that the employment collapse most likely bottomed out in April, when the rate reached 14.7%. Most economists had expected rehiring to kick in over the summer as lockdowns were increasingly lifted and people gradually resumed shopping and eating out. President Trump said the report is evidence that the economy is going to come back from the coronavirus crisis like a rocket ship. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attorney General William Barr defended the decision to forcibly remove protesters from Lafayette Square, downplaying the use of force and claiming that the administration's decision was provoked by increasing violence. Barr claimed the protesters outside the White House were becoming too violent, justifying his authorization for police to remove them. Barr said, "I saw projectiles when I went to Lafayette Park to check out the situation." Reporters and protesters outside the White House said, although some protesters had thrown water bottles and bricks across the barrier separating them from the police, the protests were peaceful. Bernie Madoff lost his bid for early release from prison when the judge who sentenced him to 150 years behind bars said he intended for him to die there and nothing has happened to change his mind. Judge Denny Chin, who now sits on the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, noted the continuing suffering of Madoff's thousands of victims who lost $17.5 billion when a decades-long scheme that deceived them into thinking their money was properly invested was exposed in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Towns and cities are facing costly collateral damage during the COVID-19 pandemic, and USA's Chris Barnes has more.
As cities and towns across the nation are already facing huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs as people are improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs. Many gloves and masks get thrown away on sidewalks and in streets, contributing to stormwater backups. And even if they don't do that, officials say those items can end up being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. A spokesman for the American Society of Civil Engineers says people are taxing already aging infrastructure that's already deteriorating. I'm Chris Barnes.
Food delivery companies are now pledging to protect their workers by offering legal support to those delivery people who are wrongly accused for making deliveries past curfew in New York City. The curfew, implemented to control protesters, is in effect every day from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until June 8th. But essential workers, which includes people who make food deliveries, are permitted to do their jobs during those hours, according to the office of Mayor Bill de Blasio. If they are stopped by the police, delivery people only need to identify themselves as essential workers. Online food ordering service Uber Eats is also committing to protecting all of its workers, pledging to offer them legal support if they're wrongly arrested for violating curfew. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.